relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Well, hearing is really quite ferocious. It's when a huckster takes some lies and makes them sound precocious by saying them in Congress or a mainstream outlet. So disinformation's origins are slightly less atrocious. It's how you hide a little, hide a little lie. It's how you hide a little, hide a little lie. It's how you hide a little lie. When Rudy Giuliani shared that intel from Ukraine. Or when TikTok influencers say COVID can cause pain. They're laundering disinfo when we really should take note and not support their lies with our wallet, voice, or vote. Oh, information laundering is really quite ferocious. It's when a huckster takes some lies and makes them sound precocious by saying them in Congress or a mainstream outlet. So disinformation's origin seems slightly less atrocious.
Apologies for opening the show with that. I'm sure Julie Andrews is amused and Walt Disney is spinning in his grave. That is the new Commissar of Truth in America. That is Nina Jankowicz. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump, and this is America First. Back from our superlative MAGA event in New Jersey. Thank you to Morgan Zegers for stepping into the breach. It is good, however, to be back behind the microphone. Let me just read to you the lyrics of that song written by Nina Jankowicz, who is now the chairman, chairperson, chair thing of the, not KGB, but the DGB, the Disinformation Governance Board of the Department of Homeland Security. This is the song she wrote. Information laundering is really quite ferocious. It's when a huckster takes some lies and makes them sound precocious by saying them in Congress or a mainstream outlet, so disinformation's origins are slightly less atrocious. It's how you hide a little lie. When Rudy Giuliani shared bad intelligence from Ukraine, or when TikTok influencers say COVID can't cause pain, they're laundering disinformation, and we really should take note and not support their lies with our wallet, voice, or vote. That person is now in charge of controlling information in the Department of Homeland Security, which was created after September the 11th to stop terrorists. This is the same person who on my birthday, sad to say, 2 years ago, tweeted that 50 intelligence professionals have said that the Hunter laptop is Russian disinformation. Yes, the same Hunter laptop that was confirmed barely a few weeks ago by the Washington Post, no less, a year and a half after the New York Post actually first verified it. The same Nina Jankovic, the same commissar for the truth in the Department of Homeland Security, which is supposed to stop the next September the 11th attack, said the following about the confirmed Hunter Biden laptop. It is, quote, A Trump campaign product. To quote my good friend, Lieutenant Colonel, U.S. Army, Kurt Schlichter, retired. When a government law enforcement agency creates a board to control speech at the same time it seeks to disarm you, maybe there's something going on. We have an amazing program for you today. You don't want to miss a millisecond of the program, but I want to talk to you about the conclusion I came to yesterday. Two amazing patriots, Elizabeth and George Nader, held an event in New Jersey yesterday called A Seat at the Table. I was honored to speak there along with my wife, along with Gordon Chang, and along with Matchlap and many others. As I was thinking about what to say at that event, I came to a realization that will inform everything we do here at America First. I'm not interested in a big tent anymore. I'm not interested in going along to get along. I want people who are committed to saving the Republic. I want patriots to stand up. I'm not interested in investigatory committees of the House and the Senate after the elections. We will defeat the Democrats. After you see Dinesh D'Souza's new movie, 2,000 Mules, Americans will be irate, will be furious at the election of fraud that happened in 2020. We will crush them at the ballot box. But afterwards, no more business as usual. I'm not interested in meeting other Republicans in the middle. I'm not interested in sitting down with rhinos or fake Republicans who don't want to rock the boat. I'm not interested in a big tent. The other side in this nation, the other political camp, has rent the fabric of this republic asunder. When you are using state organs to control information in direct abrogation of the U.S. Constitution and the First Amendment, I'm not interested in compromise. I want people to be arrested and prosecuted. When you see the Secretary for Homeland Security challenged yesterday and the day before on Capitol Hill, incapable of telling you the name of one white supremacist terrorist, whilst his organization says that is the threat to America, at the same time as he cannot tell you the fate of the 23 international terrorists intercepted at the border when 2 million other illegals were let in by him. Yes, him. I want him charged with aiding, abetting international criminal cartels that are smuggling women, children, guns, and drugs into this country. I'm not interested in waiting for the next Lindsey Graham to lecture us on Hannity about how he's going to get serious and the subpoenas are coming. There is no compromise with those who want to rip and are ripping our nation apart. When you are prepared to do such damage to this nation that we have seen more than 100,000 Americans die from fentanyl in the last year, fentanyl smuggled across an open border. I agree with what Gordon Chang told those patriots in New Jersey yesterday. Every single one of those 100,000 dead Americans should be treated as a murder case. a murder case that implicates, in that death, this administration. When we see the nation threatened by those who wish our destruction, such as Iran, and the administration currently in charge giving them money, giving them capacity to actually get stronger, that is a crime. That is called aiding and abetting. That is called material support to terrorists. It is time for us to get serious. No more playing by their rules. When they disregard every single rule of normal behavior, every existing protocol, when they target Americans because of their political identity and try to strangle their voices because they have the organs of power, I'm not interested in politics as usual. I am interested in hardball. Are you with me? If you are, never miss a second of this show. What our guests have to tell you, the truth, and what we can tell you to do about it. Subscribe now to America First. Go to Spotify. Put in my name. It's free. We have to save this nation. Somebody, I think, in the comments on Rumble said, my monologue sounded like Bannon today. I think he meant it as a compliment. That's what Eric thinks. So do I. Thank you for that compliment. Yeah, I'm pissed. I'm angry. That's why I might need a little bit later this year to relax. But I've got a plan. It is our Stand With Israel tour. Join us for 10 days in the Holy Land later this year with Dinesh D'Souza, my Salem colleague, and his lovely, lovely wife, Debbie. We're going to be there where our Lord and Savior walked the earth. So excited to be back in Israel. If you've never been, you've got to come now. If you've been before, it doesn't matter. You haven't been with me and Dinesh. Join us for the trip of a lifetime. Reserve your places today by calling 855-565-5519. That's standwithisraeltour.com or call 855-565-5519. Standwithisraeltour.com. First guest of the day. Delighted to have somebody I call a personal friend. She's a warrior for the truth. Agnes Gibonyi, Angel Mother. Are you there?
I am. How are you, Dr. Gorka?
I'm good. I'm good because it's a Friday. However, I am sad to hear from you that the mainstream media don't want to talk to you lately. You have a very somber anniversary to discuss. Tell us what you wish to remind everybody across this nation of.
Well, I wanted to remind everyone that this past Wednesday, April, celebrated my son's 20th anniversary of his murder. And very heartbreaking that in 20 years, nothing has gotten better in our country, but it got worse. And with the disaster at the border, there's going to be more victims like me, like my family, and our government is doing absolutely nothing about it. It is very heartbreaking. This, for some reason, was a very, very difficult anniversary. I relived every feeling I had 20 years ago. And
so,
to make things worse,
let's remind everybody who hasn't heard you on our show before. This is a photograph of you and me in front of the Capitol when you asked me to speak with some other angel moms. You've got a T-shirt with a photograph of your grown son. Above it, it says permanent family separation. How are you separated from your son? Talk to us about your son. Tell the millions of listeners across this nation your tragic story.
Sure. My son was shot and killed by a previously deported criminal illegal alien who intended to shoot his friend in the back. And my son noticed somebody coming, approaching him from behind in the dark as my son was leaving the driveway. And he fired, and my son got the bullet in the arm. And I'm so sad to say this was particularly very difficult because this guy, my son's best friend, Robert, is my hero, or should I say was my hero, because he just passed away this past Monday, 2 days before Ronald's anniversary. So I'm very heartbroken about his loss. He was my last connection to my son. But the gang that killed my son was released early from prison and deported, but probably back in the United States and probably waiting for Joe Biden, the demented Joe Biden, to give him a $450,000 check for temporary separation of families while my family is permanently separated by 6 feet of dirt in the coffin.
So tell us about this person who murdered your son, Ronald. Tell us who he is and tell us the whole story. So deported already, came back, killed your son, and served how long before he was let out of prison again?
He was supposed to have served 21 years and served about 16 and a half.
And then he was just let free and sent home.
I tell you, I fought with everything I had while ICE is telling me that they could not deport him because we live in a sanctuary state of California. And I said, but you are the federal government. You supersede any other laws. You have to deport this guy. Why should my children, my two daughters, have to worry that he's going to come and take me out? Because I have been very open and public about this, fighting for everybody so nobody would have to experience the pain and grief and suffering, a life sentence of pain and grief like my family has been sentenced to. And so this guy has been deported after I made a press conference and exposed and called out the governor of California. It's a disgrace. And starting with the judicial system, with the judge, instead of going with the trial that was supposed to have been charged with first or second degree murder, and the judge begged him three times. It's on the transcripts. Mr. Gonzalez, you should take a plea a second time. Mr. Gonzalez, please take a plea. You still be a young man and have time with your children. I was outraged. This is in front of me while I'm sitting in court. So eventually he took the plea to voluntary manslaughter, got the maximum 11 years, plus 10 years for using a firearm, which California does not have gun enhancement charges anymore. It's incredible. It is so absolutely incredible.
We're talking to Agnes Gibbony, Angel Mother. Her son, Ronald, died 20 years ago this week. What do you say to those who may be voting for Joe Biden who say, you know, you're an immigrant, Agnes, and this nation is open to immigrants and immigrants are a good thing. Why are you so vengeful?
I am not vengeful. I obey the law. We have laws, we have immigration laws that we have to obey. I am completely against illegal immigration. I'm completely against amnesty. Amnesty does not work. Why should we allow our country to be invaded by people that do not respect our laws in the first place and do not respect and love our country? It's a no. They need to be all deported. You want to come here? You come here legally, the same way my family came. My father had a job contract. He supported our family. We went to school. We didn't try to vote, not being an American citizen. We obeyed every law and respected and assimilated into this country. Most of these illegal aliens come here. They can't read and write in their own language. They have minimal education. They're not going to be able to amount to much in this country. And many of them never will assimilate. They do not respect this country to begin with because they didn't respect our borders and our laws.
Well, I mean, it's such an obvious point, and thank you for making it. You're a legal immigrant. I'm a legal immigrant. How can you expect somebody whose first act with regard to this nation is to break its laws by coming here illegally. How is that person going to be a good citizen? I want our listeners, please remember this woman tonight. Remember her family. Say an extra prayer for Agnesh Gibonyi's son, Ronald. And so let's think of him and try and make sure that another family isn't permanently separated like that murdering illegal alien did to Ronald and to Agnesh. God bless you, Agnesh. Thank you for coming on our show. This is America First. Stay with us.
God bless you.
God bless you. To listen to the man who inspired Elon Musk to write that viral tweet yesterday.
Please. Oh, there he is. There's my guy. Good thank job. You. How's your new show going? Good?
Very well.
Heard good.
Thank you. Yes, indeed.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. If you were shocked, I know you love our third hour, the one-on-one, the deep dive with the newsmakers, with the real experts. If you were shocked, horrified by what you heard with our interview with Rebecca Friedrichs, our two segments earlier this week, 26 years teaching, and then her fight against the unions, the indoctrination happening in the schools. You've got to see the full story. Her movie is Whose Children Are They? What is truly happening in the public schools? The anti-Americanism, the curricula, the protection of this transgender radical ideology. Incredible movie, talking to brave parents and some brave teachers. You can watch her movie now at salemnow.com. Avail yourself of the whole story. That's salemnow.com, salemnow.com. So have you seen that tweet from Elon Musk that everybody is talking about? Even Ben Shapiro had to play with it, put a box on it, and say something about the Overton window, trying to be very, very, very smart. This is the image that Elon talked about that everybody's misinterpreting. It is a delightful image about my fellow liberals, conservatives on one side of a scale in 2008. I got to remember, this is radio as well. So let me describe it for you. It's a scale. Then in 2012, what happens? The left runs away from the center. And last year in 2021, the progressives have gone radical left. The center has moved and they've pulled it. And little old me is left in the middle, and I'm called a bigot. Why did he repost it? Where did he get it from? Well, there's an individual who I reached out to when I saw him very graciously tweet, "Hey, thanks, Elon, for using my image." He didn't say, "Hey, dude, where do you steal it from?" We're delighted to have Colin Wright, biologist, with us. He's the founder of Reality's Last Stand. Welcome to America First.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me on here. Thank you.
So you've been a guest on my buddy's podcast, Trigonometry. I'm going to post that video, guys. Watch it. But let's get to this news-breaking viral image. A lot of people don't get it. Explain what you meant by that time-elapsed graph.
Yeah, this really just explains my own political journey. The title for it I originally had was My Political Journey. You know, I've been a lifelong Democrat. I've always voted Democrat in my life, voted Barack Obama two times, voted for Hillary in the first Trump election, and then Tulsi Gabbard in the last one. So Democrat, Democrat, Democrat. What I'm showing in that cartoon is between 2008
and 2020. Let's put it up again. Can we put it up again, please, Eric? Let's put the image up while Colin's talking. Go ahead.
Yeah, so what it shows is between 2008 and 2021, I've remained in the same place. I used to be squarely on the left next to my fellow liberals, but over time, the people to my left have sort of ran out to the left, dragging the political spectrum out with them, and then dragging the center of the political spectrum past me so that I'm now basically on the right now, even though I've just remained completely stationary in where I've been. My values haven't changed, but now I find myself in this weird position that they're currently finding themselves in, of being called a bigot for holding views that were completely normalized, you know, just 5 years ago.
I don't know if you're familiar with this. You know, Ronald Reagan famously said, who was a lifelong Democrat until he woke up, he said, I didn't leave the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party left me. Is this an updated version of that, Colin?
That's exactly how it feels. You know, there's been like a tectonic shift beneath my feet. And I talk to these people every single day. And it's I think my meme really spoke to that to people. You know, and it's not on every issue. There's some issues that I don't think it's we can say the left has just gone crazy on. But at least in a lot of these cultural issues, some things that I think are really important, like women's rights, biology of sex, these type of things, the left has just gone completely nuts on these. And a lot of people like me feel sort of politically homeless now and find more comfort on the right hand of the spectrum, even though, you know, we've just remained still.
Tell us a little bit. We're almost out of time. We've got heartbreaks here. What is realitieslaststand.com?
So realitieslaststand.com is my personal publication. It's my Substack. And I write about sex and gender. I'm a biologist, and I've been pushing back against this
hang on. You could be qualified to serve on the Supreme Court. I've got one last question for you. Do you know what a woman is?
It's an adult human female.
Hang on. Adult human female? By Jove, I think he's got it. By Jove. We got to get him back for a longer chat. That was superb. Can they buy mugs with your diagram on your website? Where can they go?
Yeah, if they go to my Twitter, so my handle is at swipe right, and that's swipe and then WRIGHT. It's my pinned tweet. Or they can look at my Etsy store, and it's also swipe right.
All right. I am retweeting it right now. It's going to be the top of my feed right now. Get the mug with the image that Elon's changing the world with, the overtone Windows movement. It's from this guy. He is a biologist. He's an evolutionary biologist. He's Colin Wright. Follow him. Swipe right with a W in the middle. We're going to get you back. And thank you for being so gracious, not just with us, but with good old Elon. This is America First. I've done it, guys. After they subpoenaed my phone records because they're a bunch of fascists in Pelosi's committee, I switched from Verizon to Patriot Mobile, the only Christian conservative cell phone company in America. You can do it too. Join the good guys. They share your values. They love America like you do. Make the switch today. You can keep your old number, 972 Patriot. Special discounts for veterans and first responders. Don't support those who hate your values. Join the good guys. They have plans to fit every budget. PatriotMobile.com/GORK8. 972 Patriot. PatriotMobile.com/Gorka.
I had a neck problem a couple of years ago, and the orthopedist couldn't figure it out. No one, we're mystified. They said, oh, you might have a little arthritis. I saw one of Mike's ads. I went and got a pillow. 2 days later, I woke up without a crick for the first time in maybe a year, and I've been crick-free in my neck. And I told this recently to the MyPillow folks. It really changed my life, literally. I mean, it's an honest story, and my wife will tell you. I used to wake up every night in misery with my neck, and now I'm up every day. I feel great, and I credit those MyPillows for my relief.
If an honest purveyor of information like John Solomon says his neck crick was fixed by the MyPillow, you know you can trust that. Did the same for me. Find out for yourself. There's a reason Mike has sold 51 million of those products. But there's more than just pillows. Check out his line of more than 150 different products at MyPillow.com. The left is trying to destroy him. Let's have his back. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A, and Mike will give you up to 66% off. Or call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. I slipped up. Guys, I said I'm coming to your calls. Everybody who's on the line, Linda, Mike, Sid, Dan, Judy, Jeff is prepared to take your number and call you back because guess who's on the line? It's the man himself, crickless John Solomon of JustinNews.com. Welcome back, John.
Guilty as charged. All right. Good to be with you.
What a great day to have you on. Every day is a great day with John Solomon, but to analyze the breaking news, not just from Durham, new indictments that you are the expert on, but this news of, 37 minutes ago. So how, to be honest with you, and I don't get everything right, only 99.9% of the time. Is that what Rush used to say? God bless you, Rush. I didn't think this was going to happen, at least not happen this quickly, accepting the $43 billion deal.
Yeah.
You are a media maven. This is social media. But isn't this really dropping a massive kitty cat amongst the pigeons of social media?
Yeah, listen, it's an unusual deal. I mean, listen, at the end of the day, Elon Musk has the money to do whatever he wants with Twitter. He can make it better. He can make it a vanity play. He can make it what it used to be. We don't know what his intentions are, other than he says he wants to get rid of the censorship mentality there. So I take him at his word, because he usually delivers on what he says. So the idea that Twitter had to be bought in order to get it out of censorship is in and of itself stunning. It shows you how far we've evolved from 2 years ago when, we used to think that free speech was okay. Now we got Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, everybody out there saying, we got to censor more, we got to censor more. And Twitter was the main, one of the main leading efforts to create censorship. Now it's going to be taken off the table. That's going to have a tremendous blow to liberals who want to keep exercising their censorship. They're going to lose one of the main high-profile tools that was done. Now, we don't know how the market's going to react, right? One of the things I do know, because I've been talking to his team today, President Trump has no intention of going back to Twitter. So Trump Nation's not going back to Twitter. But we'll see. Do liberals leave it because they want more censorship? I don't know yet. Elon Musk is a brilliant businessman. We'll just have to wait and see what he does with the property. I mean, the guy's launched more satellites himself than all the rest of humanity in history. He's capable of doing something with it. We just don't know what it is yet.
But that one sentence, John, in its classic Solomon, is just perfection. Will liberals leave Twitter for other platforms with more censorship? That's the insane world we find ourselves in. But let's pull the aperture larger.
Where we live in.
I know. But let's pull the aperture a little bit larger with the loss of 200,000 subscribers for Netflix, this news about Twitter, and then CNN Plus spending $300 million to get, 18,000 subscribers. As somebody who's been in the business for decades, are we getting ready? Are these signs, John Solomon, of some kind of impending tectonic shift that will right the insanity of people not really doing journalism the way they should be, or not providing content that is apolitical?
Yeah, listen, I think we're at that reckoning moment. We've been talking about it coming. You could see it kind of over the horizon. And I think Truth Social is one of many things that have kind of prompted Parler and Getter and others. There's for a while, the big tech titans had the whole battlefield, right? There was no other alternatives. Now there's six or seven alternatives. There's different streaming opportunities. And now all of a sudden, those tech titans don't have nearly as much market might. And you're beginning to see what real mom-pa America, Main Street America, can do. If you cancel your Netflix subscription, if you drop off of Twitter, if you tell Disney, I don't want my children watching your woke stuff, the value of those companies, the operations of those companies become immediately impacted. And that's the quickest way to get a woke corporation's attention, hit their bottom line. And I think everyday Americans are driving this. We could say journalism's going through a rethinking process. I'm not so sure my colleagues are really willing to reevaluate their bad behavior the last 5 or 10 years. I do think the market itself is speaking. It's always what our founding fathers saw as a panacea to insanity. And I think right now the market corrections are driving this. Real everyday Americans saying, I'm walking with my feet, my eyeballs, my dollars. And if you don't like it, I'll just go somewhere else.
All right, talk to us about your main beat. We're talking about the Durham investigation with the author of Fallout, John Solomon. You've got to follow him at J. Solomon Reports. What are the latest? There's a flurry of activity. What is the most significant for you?
Yeah, listen, it's very clear that in this trial, John Durham is going to show that the Clinton campaign, along with its lawyers and its researchers and its tech executives, conspired together to dump a false story. And that's important. that they knew they had reason to believe what they were going to give the FBI, the news media, the CIA was false. You're getting to see more and more signs of that in the new filing over the weekend. Saturday night, he dropped a filing. And in that filing, he goes on and talks about one of the researchers saying, there's no chance this is real. It's too insane to be real. They kind of knew that they were not only peddling a story, they were peddling a false story. And so this trial is going to be more than just the lie of Michael Sussman. It's going to be about that. And while that's going on, there's lots of new signs of ballot harvesting. Remember we talked earlier this year, Seb, that ballot harvesting was going to be the election integrity issue? Green Bay, Wisconsin, a brand new ballot harvesting that just occurred in the primary. And tonight, I'm going to put out in public the subpoenas that were just issued in Georgia. I got them under open records law. You're going to be able to see the subpoenas that were issued in the ballot trafficking harvesting case in Georgia, one that could really rewrite the history of the Georgia 2020 election.
Where can they see that? Is that on your show or on Just the News?
We're going to do both. It'll be on justthenews.com, and of course we'll have it on the show, and then tomorrow night we'll expound on it with some great guests. But we're going to start by just showing people what's being sought, what's in the subpoenas, what's the potential evidence, who is that John Doe. We're going to put all that out there tonight.
Just the facts, ma'am. That is his motto, editor-in-chief and founder of JustTheNews.com, Jay Solomon Reports. Thank you, John. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. It is one of the reasons Twitter was purchased, because it is woke. Don't give woke corporations your money, especially when it comes to your cell phone. Go with the only Christian conservative cell phone company, one I am proud to be associated with. It's Patriot Mobile. They love America like you do. They have plans to fit every budget, special discounts for veterans and first responders. Use my name, G-O-R-K-A, for free enrollment. Just call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-728-7468. Or go to patriotmobile.com/Gorka. Today, you can keep your own old phone number. That's patriotmobile.com/Gorka.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.